lights on.
We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, August 10th, 2022, at 8:37 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorance, Waverly, and Lidle. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Morning, Mr. Lowy. Would you give your name for the record? Or name and address, I suppose, for the record?
Certainly. Gregory C. Lowy, 312 North 10th Street, Wymore, Nebraska, 68466. And good morning. It's a privilege to be back in front of you again. I would like to start by giving a handout to everyone on the board. If I can start over here and just have it passed around. It's just a one-page sheet. What it is a copy of the recommendations made by SRET 2 to the board in July 3rd, 2019. And those recommendations were various procedures that the board could undertake to reduce board expenses and acquire more money that could be applied to the Chapter 6 judgment in the hopes that the property tax increase that the board had previously enacted to pay it could be either reduced or paid in full and eliminated. Of course, the board took the action after this July 19th of requesting the legislature to grant them authority to pass a countywide sales tax of 0.5%, which the legislature granted, and the board then subsequently enacted and is now being applied countywide. I'm not going to go through all of the recommendations, but I would like to briefly summarize the headings so you are reminded. One, eliminate all unessential county expenses and programs and request other local political subdivisions to do the same, thereby, in essence, reducing the tax burden on the local taxpayers while the taxes for the judgment were pending. Two, beyond a minimum reserve for emergencies, apply any excess funds previously allocated to separate budget items categories to the payment of the budget itself. Three, reduce the annual jail population. I notice this is in the paper. It is reported that the jail population has decreased in the past year, and I hope savings from that are going to be applied in this upcoming budget year towards payment of the federal judgment. Four, actively gather formal support from other public officials for the passage of LB 474 or other methods of funding the payment of the judgment from the state treasury. And LB 474 was the bill that had been introduced at that time to seek funds from the state treasury. A new bill would have to be introduced this year if there is any chance of getting funding from the state treasury. And hopefully, Senator Dorn will be able to do that with the pending change in governorships, hopefully, and the abundance of money coming in from unprojected tax revenues into the state coffers. I heard Governor Ricketts on the radio program Monday saying that he expected the cash reserve fund to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.2 billion. And it had only been, I think it was $450 million when he began his governorship. Just to give you an idea of how much more the legislature is looking to have at its disposal at the upcoming sessions. Five, urge all members of the Nebraska congressional delegation to establish a federal compensation program for the violation of United States constitutional rights. As you know, the Beatrice 6 judgment found that the constitutional rights secured by the federal constitution were violated by Gage County and two of its employees. And six, begin a review of the assessed values of commercial and industrial properties in the county to ensure that they are paying their fair share of property tax. To that, this year, we would go along with requests that are not specifically identified here but have been made before this board before, and we would hope that you would formally urge Senator Dorn to draft and introduce a bill to gain funds to completely pay off the remainder of the judgment from the upcoming legislature. Two, that you would, as soon as possible, hire a lobbyist to begin to find support for that bill so that it would be assured of passage. And three, that you issue an apology to the Beatrice Six themselves, the Helen Wilson family members, and the Gage County taxpayers for the way this matter has been handled that has resulted in so much damage to all of them. Perhaps following the example of Pope Francis would not be out of line. Anyway, thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Lauby. Anyone else for public comment for equalization? If not, I would ask for a motion to approve tax correction slips number 23 and number 24, which are both in regard to homestead exemptions.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Swavely. Any discussion on these? If not, please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. With that, I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 8:45 on the clock for tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofits.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely to go into public hearing at 8:45. Please vote. 7 in favor. Is there anyone that would like to speak at the public hearing? This is on Blue Valley Behavioral Health. Vehicle exemption. Do we have the vehicle? Thank you. This is for a 2022 Ford Escape utility vehicle. Running people around. Anyone for public hearing for qualifying nonprofit vehicle? If not, I would ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 8:46 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Swavely. Please vote. 7 in favor.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn to approve the tax exemption on the 2022 Ford Escape owned by Blue Valley Behavioral Health tax exemption. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Next item we have is the contract with Standard Appraisal Services, Inc. for the term of July 1st, 2022 to June 30th, 2023. Did everybody get a copy of this contract?
I might have forgot to make copies.
Roger, did you see this contract?
No.
Um, Patty, do you want to talk about this? Is all, everything's the same in this contract other than the rate change? Darrell, what did the rate change from? I see it's at 125 now.
It was from 110. It was a 12% increase, and we hadn't done any change since 2019. So,
and it has a capped hours, capped
yes.
price tag.
Absolutely.
464 hours of appraisal time for a total of $58,000. Would anyone like to see this contract? Mr. Juergens?
On those hours that are capped, are those you personally doing all this work?
Yes, primarily. Okay. Yes.
Any questions for Darrell?
This is my maintenance contract, which is $58,000 for the year. Anything that goes above and beyond on referee work is you guys then. For what Darrell did for the past year.
Yeah.
Or Turk, if we go to Turk, that's beyond what my maintenance is.
This is the standard work during the year?
Correct, yeah.
It runs five, about 5 days a month, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If there aren't any questions, I would ask for a motion to approve this contract.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Letting him off pretty easy here.
Oh, great.
Discussion, please vote. 7 in favor, 2 approve. Thank you,
Darrell. I don't know how easy he gets off because he still has to go on and do it.
Thanks for the support. I appreciate it.
We appreciate the work you do for Patty. It really is beneficial to her and then also to us as a referee.
The thing that you might want to mention, too, real quick, is that his driving and everything is on his own expense. So that's not any county car or any kind of, you know.
Fuel or anything like that.
He's a true subcontractor. Any help that he has come in, that's all included in this.
But we help him a ton.
That's not what he's said in the past.
Thanks for your support.
Just spent a little bit.
Lastly, approve or disapprove late filings for homestead exemption for Gene Adair Remenga and Ivan Simpson. Patty, do you want to go over this with us? Because as a rule, if it's a late filing, we do not accept these. Or we cannot accept these.
What we can is has to have board approval because of the July 20th deadline. So these are due on June 30th. But we can go to July 20th. What we do is we have a list of the previous homestead exemption applicants. So we call the ones that we did not get the homesteads from. I don't know if one of this was involved, but we've actually had to go out and help the elderly people. They have no way in. They have nobody taking care of them. So if we find ones that we try our hardest to get in, I don't know if one of these were that, but we did get these people to come in. But we physically do go out sometimes and tell them we're coming just to the door, you know, with the papers and try to help them the best we can. So you can legally, if they're filed by July 20th with board approval and with the minutes from Don, I send them up to the state and they approve them.
So these are within the time frame, July 18th and July 20th. So they're late, but they're not past the deadline.
They're late, but they have to go now through the board's approval in order to get them to go up to the state for final. They'll have to look at their income and everything.
So your recommendation would be to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely, to approve the late filings for homestead exemption for Gene Adair Remenga and Ivan Simpson. Any comments from the board? If not, I would ask you to vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. After July 20th, then we cannot accept them.
Well, that's kind of iffy, too, because we've had people come in and then they went to the state and the state attorney. If they were in a nursing home or if they were in the hospital or things like that, things can be looked at differently, but that then becomes kind of a I send them on up and sometimes disapprove them, and then the state might come across and approve them.
Okay.
But that's my duty right now, is to approve these ones that were before July 20th.
Anything else for Patty?
Yes. I have something.
Oh, wait, that's from Patty. Anything else for Patty?
When's your next board meeting?
2 weeks.
The day.
Okay.
So that is on a... Okay, me and Annette are gone to workshop the very last week to get our hours so that we can maintain staying here, because we have to have it done before the election. We have a preliminary levy situation coming up where they preliminarily sign for the townships and the fires by August 1st.
That we've been turned in.
You have to approve them by September 1st, so I will be here. Goodness, because I don't know what we would have done if me and Annette were both gone, other than put it on Dawn. I set those levies, and I need to know what you want to do with townships, fire districts, Ag Society, Historical Society, those types of things I'm going to need to know. So I'll have to have those done pretty quickly before I go to workshop. So that would be my only thing, if you want those. I think it was 7.5 for townships before. That was still what it was. And 3 for fires. But we went down last year. We weren't in that MFO last year, I don't think.
There's 2 or 3 fire districts that will not be in the MFO Standard 3 again this year by request, if I remember right.
Yeah, we'll have to see what their request is that came in. That's what we assume. But, you know, I haven't looked at those individually yet.
Just so I have a heads up as to what, and if you know, that's, yeah.
We will be talking about budget again at the end of this meeting, and I'll put notes on there, allocations.
I think we kind of mentioned it in another meeting.
Allocations to fire and townships, etc.
Because I'll be bringing them back to you then a little bit ahead of time, because you won't meet them before September 1st. And they have to be done by September 1st. That was the only thing I had, I think. Working on that growth thing for your postcard.
For your postcard.
I think it's mine.
I think you get to handle that part.
I'm just going
to
put their telephone number on that.
We have your cell phone number on that right now.
I changed cell phones. You didn't know that, did you?
You answered when I messaged you the other day.
I have two. Patty, do you, mine from a few years back.
Patty, do you want me to read the number that I have for your home and cell number?
Well, out of way in public will happen. There you go.
I can't even get a day away.
Anything,
find me.
Anything else for Ms. Milligan? We'll talk about allocations again later in the meeting and see if there will be any changes. I assume at this point in time it'll be going off of what the rural fires turn in. And the townships, we have not talked about changing those at this time, so.
I'm just getting older, so I can't do multiple multiplications anymore, so I need to kind of know.
If there's nothing else for equalization, we will adjourn at 8:56 on the clock.